rest in this beautiful truth and confidence in our place with Christ. When we are part of God's family, we know that nothing's going to grasp us out of his hands. He's going to give us the strength to fight till the end, and he's provided the belief, so he's going to provide the strength to believe and to hold fast until the last day. But even more than that, like in Matthew 18:12, talking about, you know, if you're a shepherd and one of your sheep, if you've got 100 sheep and 99 of them are following close and being good little sheep, but that one stray, that one wandering sheep goes off, you're not just going to leave them because you've got 99 others. You leave those 99 and you go searching for that one. And you don't stop searching until you find him. What a beautiful picture of Christ coming after us when we start to wander. Those very times that we're backfalling or just struggling with that same sin, those aren't the times that God is turning his face away. Those are the times that he's seeking you out. Come back to me. You know, I love you. I'm still here. You're still mine. Quit feeling sorry for yourself or in your shame. I've freed you from that. Just come back to me. Turn your face back to me. Trust in me. Know that what I have for you is better than anything the world has to offer. So he's seeking us, especially when we're lost. When we're on track and we're seeking him and you know, we think we're doing good. That's great, and I pray that we're there more often, but he's truly has a heart for our closeness with him.
So regardless where you're at, what you're doing, turn back to God. He's a father searching for his children who love him, and he wants them back. He wants you closer. Love you guys.